Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. This is Jeanette.
And this is Emily, and we are in the same room.
You want us to prove it?
Was that us high-fiving, or was it clapping?
Or was it me just clapping my hands together?
We will never know.
We'll know.
We will know. They won't know. That's true. Okay, so today, we're going to do something different, because things are rough right now. And I know that we did like a little thing with the David and David podcast, but it was still kind of on brand.
That was very on brand. It was ghost stories. It was ghost
stories. So we're going to go entirely off brand. And what I'm going to do is today we are going to quiz Jeanette on Harry Potter trivia. And the reason I thought this would be a fun thing for us to do is because she's only seen the first two movies.
I might have seen the others. I just don't recall.
I feel like I may have shown them to you.
What was the one? I remember in high school, I quoted the, be careful, he's sleeping or something like that. Because of the harp. I was talking about the dog. Okay. And you were like so excited that I quoted Harry Potter.
Well, what's that dog's name? And how many heads does he have?
He has two heads, and his name is Bruce.
Okay, entirely wrong on both counts. So
three heads.
Yeah, three heads.
And his name is
What's the most common monster. Dog name?
Ruh-roh.
Ruh-roh is not a dog name.
Oh my god!
It's like an adjective, if that helps. You forget what an adjective is.
Yeah.
It's a description word.
Okay.
Like, if I were to pet Miss Lola, who's over there, I would say, aw, she's so blank.
Soft.
Okay, what's another kind of word that's like soft?
Pretty.
Okay, not. You're getting further away.
Rough.
Do you want me to just tell you?
Rough row.
Again, it's not Ruh-roh. Who have you met who has named their dog or animal Ruh-roh? And not even Scooby-Doo? That's not even his name. That's just what he says. That's not even
Ruh-roh. That is so funny, though.
Okay, so
I want to name my dog Ruh-roh.
His name is Fluffy.
Oh! Yeah. I knew that. I did know that, I swear.
Okay, so basically, that's what it's going to be
this
today.
This is rough. Which movie was that, though?
That's the first one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you were, like, trying to make it seem like it wasn't even the first movie, and it
I know,
definitely
like,
was.
I saw another one.
But no, it's the first one. Okay, so this will be fun.
Okay.
All right, here's question one. I'm getting this from...
For you.
Yeah, fun for me. If you want, at the end, you can quiz me on, like, Vampire Diaries.
Okay.
Okay, so this is from hypeable.com. All right, here's question one.
Okay.
How many points do you get for catching a golden snitch in a game of Quidditch?
Oh, I know this one's 7.
It's 150.
Okay. Not even close.
I mean, okay, if you're going to guess a number in Harry Potter, 7 is a very good question.
Right?
Or a good number to answer with, so
not bad. I figured 7's a good number.
Okay. What name was Voldemort born with? This one's in movie 2.
Ooh, so I've seen this.
You've seen this.
Okay.
May have been years ago, but it's in your brain somewhere.
He's Harry Potter's dad, right?
What?
No, that's Star Wars. We're going to erase that later.
No, we're not. No, no, no. That is staying.
But it's Robert, right?
It's not
like
Robert.
Like, that's his real name?
No. His real name is Tom.
Oh.
Tom Riddle.
You know, at least it's still a basic name.
Yeah, Bob and Tom. Okay, yeah, no. It's Star Wars, where Darth Vader is Luke's father. Wow.
That was a big yawn.
That was a big yawn.
Oh, okay. Well, then, never mind. Next question.
Okay. In what room does Harry find Ravenclaw's diadem? You're not gonna know this one.
Oh, you bet.
It's in... Just give me a random room name.
Room 316.
Okay, it's in the room of requirement.
Okay. You could have told me if it was a name or a number.
Okay, name all four marauders by their real names. One of these is Harry's father, by the way.
Voldemort? Tom?
No, he's not one of them.
What is a marauder?
It's like just a group of friends.
Aww!
Have you heard of the Marauder's Map?
No.
You know, I'm just realizing, we went to Universal together and you were in Harry Potter World with me. How confused were you the whole time?
I mean, I know, like, the basis of Harry Potter. Okay. You know, he goes to a fancy wizard school.
Okay.
I mean, it was pretty fun. And it made me, like, want to watch all the Harry Potter movies. And that's why I watched the two and then I got over it. You know?
Then you were all done. All you know done. You have to go past the first two. You have to.
Harry Potter World is so much fun, though.
It is. It's really fun.
I was, like, this close to going, or to buying a wand, mm-hmm. and then I was like, why would I do that? I don't even watch it.
I remember that happening, and we were like, all just
I don't
like,
even
no,
watch it, so why would I spend $100 on a wand that I don't even watch the movie, bro?
Yeah, you shouldn't have. Okay, so I'm just gonna, like, okay, I'm gonna go to the really basic questions, okay?
Okay.
What is the name of Harry Potter's pet owl?
Oh, I know this one.
This one I do believe you know. Did that make you nervous? I'm sorry.
No, now I won't know it because you said that.
Okay.
Can I phone a friend?
Sure. Is it going to be me or are you going to actually call someone? Who are you calling? Are you going to ask Parker? Does he know?
I'm just trying to figure out who watches Harry Potter besides you.
Call Caitlin.
Oh, that's true. Hey, what is Harry Potter's owl's name? Hedwig.
You didn't even say it right.
Hedwig. Dang it.
Here, put her on Hedwig. Speakerphone real quick.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, Hedwig. So, hi, we're recording.
I was just going to hang up after I asked the question.
That's mean. Okay, so we're recording an episode for Horror Slumber Party, but we're making it super lighthearted, so I'm quizzing her on Harry Potter stuff.
I'm not doing too good.
Yeah, if you had asked me about the owl, clearly you're not.
I'm on a quiz, and I'm going to the most basic questions.
Hedwig. I said Hedwig.
Oh, this next one's going to be pretty fun. Would you like to stay on the line, or would you like to go?
I can stay on the line for a bit.
Okay.
Yay! Okay, go.
Okay. Which animal is on the emblem for the Hufflepuff house?
Oh, it's like a weasel of some sort.
No.
I would like you to look at the shirt I'm wearing right now.
Oh! What is that?
It's a badger.
Oh, it's a badger.
It's a badger.
That doesn't even look like a badger.
They are especially good finders.
I love that she said that.
Well, I'm so sorry to anyone listening to this podcast. It's like a train wreck. Okay, so...
We're having a blast. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, here's
I learned that Voldemort is Harry Potter's real dad. And...
So, Caitlin...
Harry, I am your father.
I asked her what Voldemort's real name is, and she said, that's his dad, right?
No!
Okay, here's the next one. You ready?
Yeah.
What Hogwarts house was Lucius Malfoy in?
Oh. Slytherin.
Good!
Hell yeah, buddy. Did you hear that? I win.
That's like one for like 12.
I win all of them.
Okay.
I just knew that because Draco.
I mean, that's why I thought you would know that one.
Yeah, that was a good one. I did good.
You did good. You did do good. Okay.
Thanks.
At what store does Harry Potter get his wand?
The Wand Stop.
The Wand Stop?
The Wand
Is
Shop.
Is that your final answer? The
Wand. You've been there.
Yeah, I know. It's like, Haverty's.
Haverty's? Like the cheese? Like
Haverty's Furniture Store?
It's called Ollivander's.
Ollivander's! Okay,
but
I knew that.
You've literally been in there.
I knew that.
I don't know if you did.
But I did, I promise.
Okay, so this one is going to be multiple choice, okay?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Hey, at least I have options.
Yeah, okay. Who teaches history of magic at Hogwarts? A, Professor Flitwick. B, Professor Sprout. C, Professor Vector. Or D, Professor Binns.
Vector.
Vector? Is that your final answer?
No, it's not.
What is it then?
The first one.
No.
Nope, that's not it either. The last one.
I wonder if they can hear you, Caitlin.
Oh, that'd be great. They just hear all my little squeaks and whatnot.
I think they do. I think they do hear you.
Hey guys, we have a special guest today. This is
Caitlin.
Have
we not already been over this?
No.
She's been on the phone for a while now.
Yeah, but we didn't really introduce her.
And now that you've introduced me, I have to go.
All right.
Everyone, thanks.
Bye, Caitlin.
Why are you yelling?
Bye. Because it's a fun time.
So the answer for that one was Professor Binns.
Oh, I knew that.
No, you didn't. I didn't even know that one. Honestly, I had to look it up.
Wow.
That's okay. Because I've known the rest of these. Okay, who
says
this
whale in the middle?
That's you going, wow.
Wow. All
right. Who said this? It's Leviosa, not Leviosa.
Hermione.
Good. That one was also multiple, but...
I don't need multiple.
Which animal does Hermione become when she takes Polyjuice Potion in Chamber of Secrets?
A cat.
A cat. Good job.
I knew that. That was not a wild guess. I just knew it.
Here's a true or false, okay?
Okay.
Hermione's parents are dentists.
True.
Yeah, because she's a muggle born, so her parents are muggles.
Muggles.
Okay, so apparently that was like the easy level. So that's troll level. So do you want to go to some Hermione level? Going to get more complicated?
Some Hermione level?
Who gave Harry his firebolt broomstick? He's not in the first two movies, so you're probably not going to know this one.
So it's not the Harry man.
It's not the Harry man. The Harry man's name is Hagrid.
Hagrid, yes, that's his name. So it's not... Was it his father?
His father died when he was 1 year old, Jeanette.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he absolutely did.
He fights him at the end.
He doesn't fight him. That's Voldemort. We've been over this. Okay, so...
I have no idea.
Okay. It's Sirius Black.
Oh. Wait! I remember that.
Do you? It's in the third.
Is that the movie where they have, like, the wanted posters for that one guy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I did see the third.
Maybe. Okay.
I just guess it didn't make a big impact on me.
What are Harry's parents' name?
Tom.
And for crying out loud, Voldemort is not Harry's father.
I genuinely thought it. Okay, all right. Okay, I'm sorry. Robert.
Okay.
And Lucille. All Ball. Right.
Their last name is Ball. It's called Harry Potter. Can you not even get their damn last name right, Jeanette? What's going
on? I just
wanted
to say Lucille Ball.
Oh. Oh my gosh. I was like, are you kidding me right now?
No.
Okay. What are his aunt's and uncle's name that he lives with every summer?
Wait, was that wrong?
No. Oh, yes, it was wrong. I'm sorry. Their names are... their names are James and Lily Potter.
Oh, I knew that. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
I just remember they're mean. Or, well, they just don't care about them. I forgot their names.
It's Petunia and Vernon Dursley. It's not really something you'd probably guess.
Vernon?
Vernon, yeah. It's an awful name, right? Okay, here's a very, very basic one, okay? At the end of Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, which professor removes his turban to reveal Voldemort on the back of his head? The answers are Quirrell, Lockhart, or Snape?
Quirrell.
Good.
Yes. I remember what he looks like, too.
Oh, here's one. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Who was Tom Marvolo Riddle? Here are the answers. You ready? The ghost of Sirius Black, Harry's father or Voldemort? It says Harry's father in the quiz. Oh my god. Someone.
Harry's father.
No, it's not. It's Voldemort. That's Voldemort.
You're right, Harry Potter.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Who was the prisoner of Azkaban, and was he guilty of the crime that he was accused of committing? We said his name like 2 minutes ago.
Sirius Black?
Yeah. And was he guilty or no. not? No. You're learning.
That's usually how
you're gonna have things work. Really basic knowledge of Harry Potter. Like, really basic. Like, Voldemort is not Harry's father level of basic.
I still think he is.
That's cool a conspiracy twist. Theory.
Is it?
I mean, with J.K. Rowling, like, you know, with all the things she's doing, I wouldn't be surprised if she's like, yeah. Like, have you seen all the things she's doing? Mm-mm. Like, she's trying to make her book more diverse than it was. And, yeah.
It's so really she's like, rewrite?
Basically. But she's just like, actually, Hermione was black. That was something that she said. Which, if she was, obviously that's not a problem. But she didn't initially write her as such. Yeah, you know?
That's crazy to just rewrite the whole book just to, like...
Yeah. Hmm. Okay. Okay, here's one.
Okay.
Who kills Dumbledore at the end of Half-Blood Prince?
Snape.
Good. Yes. Okay, well, this is a question I don't know the answer to, which is, how many copies did Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows sell in the first day of its release?
Dang, I don't know. Yeah, like, millions?
Yeah, the answers are 5 million, 8 million, or 11 million, so... My gosh.
11 million.
That's crazy. Okay. In the epilogue to Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, who is Harry married to? Hermione, Ginny, or Cho Chang?
Wait, who is married to what?
Who is Harry married to?
Hermione.
No.
No. Jenny.
Ginny, yeah.
Yeah, and she's, what's-his-face's sister.
Ron's sister.
Yes, yeah. I knew that.
Nice.
I think I've seen that one, too.
Okay, so let's go over what you think you've seen. You think you've seen the first one and the second one. You don't know about the third one, and then the seventh, and or the eighth one.
Yeah.
So you really missed a few in the middle. Maybe that's just why you didn't like it as much.
I just skipped, you know, and I succeeded.
Okay. Okay. In Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, the first book, a magical creature named Fluffy guards a trapdoor. What kind of creature is Fluffy?
A dog.
Yeah, also called a hellhound or a three-headed dog. Okay. How did Harry retrieve the Sorcerer's Stone in the Mirror of Erised? From the Mirror of Erised, sorry. He broke the mirror fighting with Quirrell. He looked into the mirror and felt a stone drop into his pocket. He distracted Quirrell quickly accessed That's a small hidden chamber in the mirror's lower frame.
That's what happened. He looked into the mirror, that one.
Yeah, good.
Heck yeah, I remember that.
In the second book, Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets, Harry receives a warning when a creature named Dobby smashes a pudding in the Dursleys' house.
Dobby was nice.
Dobby was nice. What kind of creature was he?
He was a... Not a troll.
He was not a troll. The options are goblin, house elf, or centaur.
House elf.
House elf, yeah. Are you proud of that?
I'm doing so good.
You're doing so good.
Beat that, Emily. You thought I'd fail.
Have you succeeded?
I did. Many times now. Many times.
In the second book, Harry discovers a diary that belonged to a Hogwarts student named Tom Riddle. According to the diary, which Hogwarts employee is the heir of Slytherin?
No, it's Voldemort.
Okay, that is Voldemort. Yes, Tom Riddle is Voldemort. We've covered that. Okay, so which person did they think was the heir of Slytherin? Hagrid, McGonagall or Snape?
Snape.
Hagrid.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. They thought that Hagrid was the one that was, like, using the basilisk to petrify students. Oh, this question's kind of funny. Just because this is something that we've been over many times. Hagrid was not, however, the heir of Slytherin. That person turned out to be Tom Marvolo Riddle himself, who came to be known by what name after he graduated from Hogwarts? The Dark Lord Voldemort, or both of the above?
Both of the above.
Oh, yeah.
Or none of the above.
I'm pretty sure this is going in order, by the way. I went to a different quiz just because it was getting more difficult. And I didn't want you to do the difficult one, you know?
Right. Please, no.
Okay. In the fourth book, Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire, Harry gets to spend part of his summer vacation with Ron because Ron's dad has managed to get them tickets to what major wizarding event? The Triwizard Tournament, the Quidditch World Cup, or the International Exhibition of Thick-Bottomed Cauldrons?
Thick-Bottomed Cauldrons. Quidditch.
Good.
Heck yeah. I don't think thick bottom cauldrons is a...
They do make references to that, like, as a joke in the book.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh.
All right. In the fourth book, Harry received much unwanted attention from which Daily Prophet reporter? Rita Skeeter, Barnabas Cafe, I honestly don't know how to pronounce his
Cafe.
Name.
Cafe.
Or Gilderoy Lockhart.
Oh... The last one.
Gilderoy Lockhart?
Yes.
No.
Oh.
He was a best-selling author, and he also was a teacher at Hogwarts.
What are the other ones?
Rita Skeeter or Barnabas Cuffy?
Barnabas.
It's Rita Skeeter.
Oh,
yeah.
Of course.
Of course it was, because it's the last one you thought.
I guess.
Okay. Which horse-like creatures pull the school carriages at Hogwarts? Thestrals, centaurs, or hippogriffs?
Centaurs.
No.
No, hippogriffs.
No.
No,
the thestrals. Other one. Thestrals. And can you tell me what's significant about thestrals?
They're on one of the houses.
They are not. A good guess. No, thestrals are invisible unless you've witnessed someone die. And so, at the beginning, it seems like the carriages are just being pulled by themselves, but then Harry witnesses somebody die, and then he sees them.
What? I want to see that scene. That seems cool.
Okay, maybe later.
Let's watch it now.
Okay. When Harry meets Luna Lovegood for the first time, which publication is she reading? The Daily Prophet, The Quibbler, or Witch Broomstick? You can see the options.
The Daily Prophet.
No.
The Quibbler.
Yes. Were you just going to go in order?
No. I was going to say Witch Broomstick first, but...
Oh, yeah. That one's not a thing. Or, I'm sure it's a thing, but it's not, like, a normal thing.
Okay.
Okay. In the fifth book, Hogwarts gets its worst defense against the Dark Arts teacher ever in Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix. Who was it? Dolores Umbridge... Quirinus Quirrell, or Severus Snape?
Severus Snape.
No.
Quirinus Quirrell.
No, he's in the first one. We've already talked about him. He's the one with the turban.
Dolores Umbridge.
Yeah, everyone hates her. Like, so much.
Me too.
Good. I know, I forget that you know everything about the books.
It's true, so.
Yeah. At the beginning of the sixth book... Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince, we meet a new Hogwarts professor. Who was he? Professor Slughorn, Professor Umbridge, or Professor Moody?
Slughorn.
Good. Can you tell me what he was turned into at the beginning?
A slug.
No.
With a horn.
Okay, so here are your options, okay?
Okay.
A table, a couch, or a chair?
A chair.
A chair, yeah. Okay. In the sixth book, while on the school train, Draco Malfoy hints that his dark aspirations involve much more than schoolboy pranks. What has the Dark Lord asked him to do? Your options are join the Death Eaters, murder Albus Dumbledore, or both of the above.
Murder Dum- Oh, both.
Yeah. Every time there's, like, a question with both, I think it's, like, safe to go.
Dude, that's me, like, on my class exams and stuff. Right. I always just go
all the above. Every time I see all of the above, I'm like, that has to be the answer.
Yep. Absolutely. Why would they put that there?
All right. Who is the Half-Blood Prince?
Harry Potter.
Severus Snape, Horace Slughorn, or Albus Dumbledore? Not Harry Potter. It's not Harry Potter.
Severus Snape.
Yes. No,
yeah.
Yeah. In the seventh book, Dumbledore makes requests to Harry and Ron. What were these? Bequests, not requests. I said that wrong.
No, I was like, what?
A Deluminator, Gryffindor's sword, and the first golden snitch Harry ever caught. Gryffindor's sword, a putter outer, and the Pensieve, or an invisibility cloak, the Deluminator, and Gryffindor's sword.
Invisibility cloak.
No, it's the Deluminator.
Dang.
Okay, so I'm going to be done with Harry Potter questions now. Did you want to quiz me on something?
We can do, like, a few. We're about to hit 30 minutes, so we can just do, like...
Okay. Because I've seen The Vampire Diaries before.
Well, that's true.
I've watched all of it, but somehow whenever I watch TV shows, it doesn't stick in my head. Like, at all. I'm a little nervous, though, because I feel like you're going to get really mad at me.
Okay, let me... Only a true fan of The Vampire Diaries can ace this.
Oh, no. Imagine, I get all of them right anyway.
Hold on.
Okay.
I'm trying to see. Oh, okay. How old was Stefan when he turned into a vampire?
Was he 17?
Yeah, that was actually right.
You know what? I figured that out from Twilight.
Oh my god. Name all of the originals.
Okay, there's Klaus, there's Rebecca, there's that one dude who I had a crush on, and I drew him at one point. There's... Okay, those are the only three I can remember. Wait, give me a list of them.
Okay, so there's Freya, Finn, okay. Klaus, okay. Rebecca, and Henrik. Okay. And then there's Esther, Finn, Niklaus, Elijah, and Rebecca.
Oh, Elijah. How did I forget about Elijah?
I don't know. Finn, Elijah.
Oh my gosh, why are there so
Niklaus,
many?
Niklaus, Cole, and Rebecca. These are like multiple choice.
Oh! I was like, why do you keep naming them?
And okay. Then Esther, Ruth, Finn, Elijah, Niklaus, Sol, and Rebecca.
Okay, I think it's the third option. Cole was the one I liked, so I know he exists. Right? You did it! Okay, next.
Okay. Where was Catherine born?
Okay, are there options for this one?
Yeah.
Okay, tell me the options.
Okay,
please.
Romania,
okay.
Bulgaria,
okay.
The Czech Republic?
The Czech Republic?
The Czech, that's how you say it?
That's how you say that.
Anyways, and Finland.
You're learning so much. I think Bulgaria.
You're right, actually.
Who knew? Wow, I'm going to ace this quiz.
How many founding families of Mystic Falls were there? So, basically, name all the founding families. It's easy. Literally, just, like, name the main characters' last names, and there you go.
Oh, well, I can't think of any of the last names.
Forbes.
Okay.
Gilbert.
Right. Okay. I'm just going to go with seven.
All right. Okay. What item allows Stefan and Damon to move in sunlight?
Daylight rings. I knew that one.
Yeah, that one was
awesome. So I have a daylight ring.
I like how this is like for only true fans will know. And literally, they're so easy. Who saved Elena from the car crash that killed her parents?
Oh. Why are there pictures on this one? It's Damon.
So you can see.
Right?
Damon?
I think so. Or was it Stefan?
Is that your final answer?
I just said I don't know. I don't know.
Well, you have to have one. You forced me to have one.
Okay, Stefan.
Oh my god, you should have gone with Damon, so you could have lost.
I'm never gonna lose.
Continue the quiz.
Let's keep going.
Okay. Both Stefan and Elena have doppelgangers.
Oh.
How many does Stefan have?
Does he have like three? I don't...
That's including him, right? Like, you would say
yeah,
that?
I guess so.
Then yes.
Okay.
Who was the first hybrid?
Oh my gosh, I forgot the hybrids even existed. Well, Klaus was in the picture of
Why
the
would
question.
They put Klaus as the picture? I wasn't going to mention it until you're
but
like...
Klaus?
Yeah.
Why would they do that?
They're like, hey, by the way, here's a big hint. If you know this guy's name, you got it right.
Oh, we just got so loud. That was so heated.
I know, it was. What job does Caroline's mother hold?
She's a nurse, right? Oh, mayor.
You're wrong.
Oh,
sheriff.
Shower.
Shower.
Welcome to my speech impediment from the second grade.
What is the name of the first female doppelganger?
What?
The first finger.
The
finger.
Oh. Is
female.
Well, considering all I can think of is Catherine is the only doppelganger I really know, but I know that's not the answer.
No.
Is it Amara?
Yep.
Woo.
That was a good guess. How many times has Jeremy died?
Too many. 6. Why am I so good at this quiz right now?
Wait, these aren't the correct answers. It's
Wait,
just like,
it's
wow.
Not.
Okay, we'll see at the end. Okay.
Okay.
I mean, I know these, but... Okay. Who does Stefan fall for and eventually marry?
Oh, wait. Doesn't him and... Not Bonnie... Is it Bonnie? I don't think so. But I know it's not Caroline. It's Caroline. It's definitely Caroline. Because I remember having a conversation with you about it. Okay.
Okay. We'll go with Caroline.
Sounds good.
Last question. How would you rate this quiz?
I'm sorry.
It says, I loved it. It was pretty okay. Not great.
Go with, it was pretty okay.
Okay.
Okay, alright, let's see. Show me my
results.
I'm holding tight.
I like how I said the last question. Rate this quiz.
Do you think it's going to be the wrong question?
You've jumped into the world of the Vampire Diaries, but you are not quite an expert yet. Share to see if any of your friends know it all.
Wait, so look at the answers.
Where's the answers?
It was at the top. It says see the answers.
See the answers. Okay, so let's see what you got wrong.
Okay, let's. Okay, cool. I was right about Stefan.
That was correct.
Good.
Correct.
Good. We're not even saying it. Okay, I was right about where Catherine
was born. Oh, yeah,
Bulgaria.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, no.
You know, she was actually born there in real life, Nina Dobrev.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's
she's
cool.
She's Bulgarian.
Okay, anyways. So I got the amount of founding families wrong.
Yeah, 5.
Okay. Ooh, I was right about the sunlight rings.
Whoa, you were
Daylight
right about
rings.
That? Those are so easy.
Who would have guessed?
And then...
Okay, so Stefan
did save her.
Okay, good.
And then, gotta continue. Hold on. I wonder if you got the last question right. Did you rate it okay?
What if that's the answer
quite.
I got wrong? Oh, so he has two. Oh, well, I guess he doesn't count as one.
Yeah. See, we were counting him.
Okay.
But
he would count as a doppelganger. Because
right.
He's not going to be the only. Okay, I'm sorry. Let's just
he
keep
is,
going.
Guys,
he has to
we
be
would
a
count him as a doppelganger because he is one of them.
So don't listen
so
to this
there's
quiz.
Three.
We got everything right.
We did. Well, I did. You didn't.
I got mostly everything right.
Yes, you did. Okay, last one, I think. Oh.
Okay, yeah.
This was a hybrid one. It obviously shows him on the picture, so I don't know why it just gave that away.
Right.
And then, yes.
Okay, so
she's a
sheriff.
Well,
because you're the one that answered that one.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, yeah, that's true. She said mayor.
I did say mayor.
And I said sheriff. And then...
Oh, so not Amara?
Tatia.
So, apparently, Tatia was the first.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then
Jeremy
what is
died
this one?
Five
Jeremy
times.
Died 5 times.
Not so
I nice. Did not know that, honestly. I figured it would be more.
He just dies. I don't know.
Spoiler.
This whole quiz was a spoiler. What are you
he
talking
He was even
about?
Here for it. I was talking about Parker.
Oh.
He's seen like.
I don't think he's listening.
I
think
I
he's
know.
Just eating his
He's Kit eating Kat. His Kit Kat and he's enjoying it. Okay, this was the.
Okay, so Stefan does eventually fall in love and marry Caroline. Sorry.
Dang it. There we go. Okay, and... Oh, there was no... It didn't show the last one. Oh. Okay. Anyways, so you got 8 out of 12 correctly, technically, so that was good. You did a lot better than me with Harry Potter, so...
Yeah, I hate to break it to you, but Tom Riddle is not Harry's father.
I think Voldemort is still Harry Potter's real father, okay?
That's wild.
I didn't learn anything here tonight.
No, you learned about Fluffy.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You did learn about Fluffy. Okay, well, thank you guys for listening
to this. It's not soft. Awful. It's Fluffy.
Okay. Thank you guys for listening to this awful episode where we don't talk this about any murderers.
I just wanted to keep it lighthearted for you guys.
Yeah.
Anyways, do we want to plug our social media on this one or just say no?
Yeah, let's still plug it.
Okay. You can email us.
HorrorSlumberParty@gmail.com.
Please email us. We want to know your input and your own stories. Anyways, Instagram.
HorrorSlumberPartyPodcast.
And, of course, Twitter.
Party_horror.
Emily always makes sure to post pictures and, updates and stuff about our episodes. So make sure you follow us. That way you know exactly when we post and a glimpse on what the episode is going to be about.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you so much for listening and tune back next time. Good night and scary dreams.
Happy dreams.
No, scary.
Bye.